Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Tokyo, to Lance Gatling, a principal at Nexial Research, to look at the LDP, the reigning party in the parliament, and Ishiba, the new prime minister, in light of the turmoil in South Korea, with President Yoon compromised to exiting, but no one clearly in charge, and even commanders in the field, generals, saying they will not obey a martial law order from the president. This is topsy-turvy of a normal democracy. So Japan is at this moment getting used to Ishiba, the new prime minister, watching events. For example, a large fleet of Japanese PLA Navy is at sea. Taiwan is putting out alarm bells. I mentioned South Korea. We also come to the fact that all of Asia is watching for Donald Trump to take command in 6 weeks' time. Lance, a very good day to you. I begin with the positive news of the economy for Japan, and also the assumption here on the East Coast of the U.S. that Japan is emerging from its long sleep. Is that metaphor useful, or is that too, and am I anticipating too quickly? Good evening to you, Lance.
Good morning, John. It's a lovely, cold, clear day in Tokyo. The winter has come finally after a screamingly hot summer. Things are changing in Japan in terms of the economy. It is picking up. I had a meeting today with some folks in the semiconductor industry. Semicon is a massive show in Japan. There's a lot of anticipation that Japan and South Korea will do well when the Western economies onshore, and when they move advanced semiconductor manufacturing out of China to other places, that Japan and China, Japan and South Korea will in fact do quite well in that. They did very well before it was all shipped off to Taiwan and China, and they anticipate doing that again. Certainly the recent domestic political issues in South Korea have a lot of attentions here for historic and for current reasons.
I'm concerned also about that fleet at sea. China sends largest naval fleet in decades to region. Threat level severe, Taiwan says. The fleet is operating in a fashion that is clearly meant to be intimidating. Does Japan regard the aggression, the predation, the threats of China as profound? Or is it confident that it will withstand anything untoward in East Asia? How does it think about itself?
I believe that the government does not, in fact, think that this immediately presages any kinetic interoperation, as the term has come to be known as, shooting at each other. These are exercises the PLA Navy has a lot of ships in the water, the Navy and the Coast Guard and the other fisheries and everything, some 90 ships or so. So certainly there are some self-defense force vessels and aircraft, submarines that are monitoring this very closely, trying to learn. The concern in Japan proper in Tokyo is that any kinetic operation in around the waters on the, particularly the eastern side of Taiwan, almost cannot be conceived without having some sort of incident that involves the Japanese. Any ships have to transit some very narrow straits. There are clearly national interests that are on display there, and people would deploy. So it's more a concern about an unplanned interaction right now. I don't think that anybody actually believes that this is an immediate precursor to an invasion.
These are the final weeks of the Biden administration, and we're in an interregnum with Mr. Trump attending the ceremony in Notre Dame and being greeted by our European leadership. At the same time, the questions are raised about how Asia sees the second Trump administration anticipating. How do the headlines run that way? Is it we don't know what's where we're going? Is Ishiba looking to work with Mr. Trump? Has he said so?
One has to bear in mind that the majority of the Japanese press, which tends to be what we would probably consider left of center, takes a lot of its headlines from the headlines in the United States. I've had this told to me by senior editors of major Japanese news outlets that they do copy the leads from the Washington Post or the New York Times. So you can see how that alone would tend to sway their coverage towards the tale that Trump is somehow erratic, uncaring of the alliances, and things like that. And I think that privately, I think that more folks in the LDP, the Japanese ruling party, a coalition with the Komeito. I think that privately they're more circumspect and they have a better understanding of Trump. And Trump knows a good deal when he sees it. He's a businessman. At the bottom line, he understands what it costs to do business. And if he finds a way to do business at a less expensive rate and have someone else pick up the tab, he understands that. The arrangement that the United States has with Japan and South Korea, if it's going to be in East Asia, is almost perfect. Yes, they could spend more on behalf of the United States, but they spend a lot now and they're heading towards spending more. And as people have been want to point out regarding the weapons assistance, the material provided Ukraine, that money is spent on U.S. companies. I used to work in those U.S. companies, and they are doing great business right now. And anything that the Japanese, the Koreans do in anticipation of that would in fact probably have a significant portion of it bought in the United States.
You mentioned to me that the relationship between Tokyo and Washington is strong for the Biden administration, and a visiting secretary, I believe you said Mr. Austin was visiting. Is the understanding that Japan will continue to enhance its self-defense force, both the naval part and the Air Force part, is that going to continue no matter who is in the White House?
Well, I believe that Secretary Austin is in Tokyo. The original plan was to portray to the South Koreans and the Japanese that no matter what Trump says, we have this irreversible trend towards cooperation in East Asia, and we're all going to get together, sing Kumbaya, and have this done, and then present Trump with a fait accompli. And of course, the declaration of martial law putting President Yoon in South Korea in danger of impeachment, they could end up with a figurehead interim president until that's all sorted out. And then the weakness of Ishiba as prime minister in Japan. All of that could be, as we discussed months and months ago, there are a lot of sliding pieces that have to fall into place correctly in order to make this happen. And they're not in place yet. And the year of the snake looms upon us close by.
Lance Gatling, a principal at Nexial Research in Tokyo, observing the strengthening Japanese economy and questions getting larger about how the new administration will interact with Tokyo and Seoul once they sort that government quandary out. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.